Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF, back here from the Oberlin Senior High Gymnasium, where we get another edition of Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball. Match number two of the day for the Red Devils in the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament. Take you through the results so far as we are three matches in. Oberlin took down Rollins County to start the day. Two sets to none, 25-20, 25-23. Dundee County Stratton took down St. Francis two sets to one, 25-20, 25-20, 25-17. And then Rollins County takes down Hoxie in a reverse sweep, losing set one, 25-17. But they come back to win sets two and three, 25-22, 25-22. It's Oberlin and Dundee County Stratton now. Dundee County Stratton out of Binkleman, Nebraska, as well as Stratton. Dundee County represents Binkleman, and then Stratton represents the town of Stratton there in the southwest corner of the state of Nebraska. Dundee County 10-6 coming into this game and coming off of a triangular on Tuesday in which they went 2-0, taking down Juanita Palisade two sets to none, and Kansas rival and one for Oberlin as well. Northern Valley, they beat the Huskies two sets to zero. And as you know, Oberlin got the win two sets to none in game number one of the day over Rollins County in a clean sweep, but coming off of a 1-1 night on Tuesday where they beat St. Francis in three and Southwest lost them in two. So second match for the Red Devils today. Same thing for the Dundee County Stratton Tigers, as now everybody has a match under their belts. Rollins County with two. Each of these two teams will have two matches under their belt, and both St. Francis and Hoxie with just one. So we are set and ready to go for our second match for Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball. We'll have two more after this, as Oberlin will play St. Francis and then Hoxie. And Dundee County Stratton will serve it up first. It's Ava Lutz to serve it. She twirls the ball a couple of times. She'll take off from the left side. Looks like the officials are just checking to make sure everything is getting set and ready to go. As still waiting here. And still waiting as they're going through the lineups here. Is Oberlin wearing the pink jersey, so I think a couple numbers there are a little bit different. So now they're, because they're basing everything off the roster, so now they're trying to set everything up and get it ready to go. It's three matches in. The last two have went to three. And see if Oberlin wants to maybe not make that a case and they want to go for another clean sweep. I'm sure they'd love that. Same thing for Dundee County Stratton, who had a fight to three sets in their first match. It's a really great match back and forth with St. Francis. And here's the first serve from Lutz. Goes right at McCaden Ketchrell. Now a sneaky set over from Jory Fortin. Almost caught the Tigers off on their toes. Now to the outside. Here's a big swing. Briley Minnick through the box and down. And Briley Minnick with her first kill. And it makes it 1-0 Oberlin here in set number one. So 1-0 Oberlin in set number one. And back to serve here for the Red Devils. It'll be Elsie Larson. And Larson pops it up over the top. Great dig in the back row right there for Escobar. Free ball will be sent over from the Tigers, Spargo. Now here come the Red Devils on the attack again with Briley Minnick. Almost a free pass over. Joust at the net. And it'll be won by Lutz. Now right down the near sideline is Briley Minnick. And it's back-to-back kills. And a great start for Lindsay Fortin's squad. So Red Devils in front 2-0 have jumped out to an early lead here. And with the serve, it is Larson. Lobs up to the back row, and she'll get the ace. So Elsie Larson comes in with the ace. Larson with her first, and makes it 3-0. Red Devils have jumped out to an early lead here. Larson with another hard serve goes right at the libero, Anderson. Now pops it out to the outside. Off blocks and down there for Emily Shuck. For Emily Shack, excuse me. And she gets the kill to make it 3-1. Hard serve here for Lutz into the back row. Sent over on a free ball from Shelby Weigel. The setup to the outside here for Spargo on the left pin. Rolls it over the top. Did Maria Rodriguez touch it? They say she does. And so it'll make it 3-2. Maria tried to pull the hands down to the last second, but couldn't. And Clara Spargo with her first kill. And it'll make it 3-2 here in set one. Emily Schack back to serve again. Sends it short, sliding in to get it is Briley Minnick. Now going off the tape and down is Michaela Wasson for the kill to make it 4-2. And so Michaela joins in on the kill party to start it out. Red Devils with a 4-2 lead in set number one. Jenna Fortin with a hard serve right in the middle, and she'll get the ace. So Jenna Fortin sets up with a big one. And make it 5-2 Red Devils now. Jenna back to serve again, spins it over. Spargo digs it out. They'll go to her down the right side. No, they'll say she crosses the line, and it's 6-2. So 6-2. Dundee County Stratton down by 4 to the Red Devils. To the back left corner for Escobar. Joust at the nets, and it'll be one up front right there, this time by Lainey Lutz. And makes it 6-3. It'll be Lainey Lutz back to serve for the Tigers. Lutz spins it over right in front of Fortin, who dies for the dig. Now Makeda Ketchrell rolls it over the top into the far side right corner and puts it down for a kill. Makeda Ketchrell with a huge shot and a kill. Her first makes it 7-3. Red Devils lead it by 4. Riley Minnick taps it up to the back row. Lainey Lutz pops it up with a bump. Now the free ball sent over. Almost got him to go. Now the free pass taken care of up front right there by Spargo. Free ball sent over from the Red Devils, and it'll fall down. Make it 8-3. Timeout on the floor taken by the Tigers. We will take one with them. 8-3 in set one. Red Devils in front by 5. I'm on a 1.1 KFNF. 8-3, Red Devils lead it by 5 here in set number 1 over the Dundee County Stratton Tigers. As coming out of a Tiger timeout, the Red Devils have had the foot on the gas early and are now trying to let up here with a 5-point lead early in set 1. Out of the Tiger timeout, Briley Minnick with the serve again. Briley with a hard one right in the back row. Great dig. Pick up right there by Spargo. Sent over on a free ball from the Tigers. Fortin will set it up outside. Weigel rolls it inside the antenna. Great pick up there by Yurkoski to the outside. Clara Spargo trying to go into the 10-foot line, and she can't get it. And make it 8-9-3 in favor of the Red Devils. So a 6-point game here for the Red Devils. 9-3. Hard serve for Briley Minnick into the back row. Now out of the back row attack here for Shaq, and it's into the nets. So 10-3. Attack air for the Red Devils. For the Tigers, excuse me. 10-3. Briley Minnick back to serve again. And the serve here from Minnick. Twiggles the twine and falls down for an ace. Make it 11-3. Briley Minnick with the ace. That's her first. And everything that can go right for Oberlin is going right, and everything that can go wrong for the Tigers is going wrong. 11-3. Briley Minnick again with a hard serve to the back row for Spargo. To the outside here on the left pin, just tapping it over the top is Bernard. To the outside, Ketchrell inside the antenna on the left pin. To the outside, Clara Spargo runs up hard. Try. Got it to go off the blocks to the outside. Here's Ketchrell off the blocks and down in the middle. She was met right away up front by Abby Spargo. It goes off the side of her hands and down for a kill. Second for Ketchrell in the match. And the Red Devils lead it by 3. Almost an ace there. And they'll get the ace. As they call the lift, 13-3, Briley Minnick with her second. 13-3, a 10-point game. And now, look like maybe some sweat on the floor. There, and so they bring out a towel, they're able to wipe it up. Thirteen to three in set number one. In favor of the Red Devils, lead it by 10. Hearts over the back. Row! It'll go down! It's another ace! Back-to-back for Brightley Minnick! As it was a great dig by Shaq, but it went immediately off her hands and into the net. 14-3, back-to-back aces. Red Devils lead by 11. Brightley Minnick again with a hard serve this time. Popped up by Escobar. Saved inbounds by the Tigers. They'll send it over on a free ball to the back row. Brightley Minnick out of position. Can't get to it and makes it 14-4. So a 10-point gain still in favor of the Red Devils. Clara Spargo will go back to serve. Spargo pops it up over and in right in front of a diving McCaden Ketrell. And so Spargo puts an ace on the board and it makes it 14-5 and cuts the lead under 10. Spargo again, this one to Ketrell. The setup and miscommunication between Ketrell and Rodriguez. And the ball falls to the hardwood and it make it 14-6. And they say that she went over the line there on the serve, so it'll make it 15-6. 15-6 here in set number one. Hard serve here from Jory Fortin into the back row. Now a free ball sent over. Red Devils will send it right back at them with their own free ball. Spargo sets it up to the outside here. Shot from Lutz is down the near far side line. Tapped off the net. Kept alive by Jenna Fortin and sent over on a free ball. Back outside to Lutz again. Goes with a cross-court try. Jenna Fortin dives after it. Ketrell down the middle. Blocked up front by Spargo. Ketrell saves it and sends it right back at her. Now Spargo down the middle this time. Big swing and a kill. Excuse me, it is Abby Spargo with a kill. Not Clara. And make it 6-15-7. 8-point game here. 15-7. In set number one to the back row. Now Ketrell from the right pin trying to go for the cross court of the near side corner and sent it long and to make it 15-8. So 15-8 here in set number one. Back to serve is Abby Spargo. Gives it off to Larson. They'll go to her here on the left pin, and it's through the box and down for a kill. Elsie Larson from the left side gets it to go with a little juice, and it makes it 16-8. So the Red Devils up in front, 16-8. McCaden Ketrell with a hard serve to Spargo in the back row. The bump set up, free ball sent over here from Shaq to Minnick in the back row. They'll set it up. Rodriguez down the middle, too long. 16-9 here in set number one. Back to serve is Bernard. Twiggles the twine. Popped up in the air. The set sent over from Larson. Now down the middle this time. Big swing. Abby Spargo. It's too long on the back line. And to make it 17-9. I think DCS thought they had a point, but it just barely missed along the back line there. 17-9 in set number one. Rodriguez to serve. It twiggles the twine. Kept alive somehow. Joust at the net. It's going to be won by Elsie Larson and the Red Devils. And to make it 18-9. Dundee County Stratton wants another timeout. Red Devils in front by 9. We'll take a break with them. Red Devils 18, Dundee County Stratton 9 here on 101.1 KFNF. Set number one between the Oberlin Red Devils and the Dundee County Stratton Tigers continues here on 101.1 KFNF. 18-9, Maria Rodriguez with a serve and pops it under the net. First service error between either team today. And it's 18-10. Certainly have had plenty of aces, but not a lot of service errors, which is always a good sign. 18-10. Hard serve here this time to the back row for Jenna Fortin. She sets it up to Jory Fortin. Gives it off to Bradley Minnick, who goes over the top of her head on a free ball. The outside, Clara Spargo, close to the net. Just has to tap it over. Right there to pick it up with Jory Fortin. Bradley Minnick through the blocks on the left side and down for another kill. Her third. And to make it 19-10, Red Devils lead it by 9 in set one. 6 points away from a set one victory. Elsie Larson back to serve again. Elsie twirls the ball a couple of times and now is waiting to serve it up here. Larson twiggles the twine. Great sliding dive right there to the backside. Big swing coming. It's into the net and down. And make it 20-10 as the Tigers were hoping that Emily Shack's shot there caught some of the block. Instead, it caught all the top of the tape. And it falls down and makes it 20-10. Red Devils in front by 10 again. Out of the back row for Escobar. She pumps it up into the air. Anderson now trying to pop it up to herself again. And instead, it'll go behind her and out of bounds. Make it 21-10. Set number one. Red Devils 4 points away from a set one victory. Larson back to serve once more. Larson lobs it up, and did it drop in? Yes, it did! Right there in the near side corner, you could ask for a better serve there from Elsie Larson as she just barely gets it inside the black line, and it makes it 22-10 with another ace. Elsie Larson second in the back row this time. Out to Spargo, left pin with power, and she gets it to go. So Clara Spargo, who has been a big name for the DCS Tigers so far today, and in the not so much in this match, though, but comes up big there with her second kill. She's also got an ace and makes it 22-11. Shaq back to serve. Sends a hard one right at Rodriguez. Bump set up here to Weigel, who goes around the blocks and down for a kill as Escobar stuck her hand out at the last second. It'll go off of that and out of bounds. 23-11. Shelby Weigel with her first kill. 23-11 in set number one. Red Devils 2 points away from finishing off. Fortin to Spargo off her wrist and out of bounds for an ace. And it's another one for the Red Devils. Second from Jenna. 24-11, set point one. Fortin with a hard serve, and it falls right in front of Clara Spargo for an ace, 25-11. Back-to-back aces to finish them off. And it's a one-set-to-none lead for the Red Devils with a 25-11 win. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, set two here from Oberlin. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead on 101.1 KFNF. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead after probably they have their best first set of the year as they get the win over Dundee County Stratton 25-11 in set number one. So with a 1-0 set lead, they'll try to make it an even sweep in their first two games of the tournament as they win set one 25-11. And now trying to win set number two here. All right, getting ready for set number two. Dundee County Stratton and Oberlin. Oberlin with a 1-0 set lead with a 25-11 win. And it was all Oberlin from the get-go. Opened up a 10-point lead at 13-3 and never looked back from there. Elsie Larson back to serve here. To start it out, Larson into the back row. Free pass over. Briley Minnick will take care of it. And Briley Minnick made that one look easier. Fourth kill and puts the Red Devils in front 1-0. Dundee County Stratton, who is 10-6 this season. 1-0 lead here for the Buffaloes. Now another free pass, and trying to take care of it up front was Michaela Wasson, and instead will send it wide up front. And we're now knotted up at one apiece. Back to serve for the Tigers. It's Ava Lutz who sends it wide along the near sideline, and it's 2-1. So 2-1, Red Devils in front early here in set number two with a 1-0 set lead. Jenna Fortin back to serve. And Jenna with a nice hard one right at Escobar. Popped up into the air. The go to Spargo on the left pin. She goes short right there to dig it out. Was Elsie Larson on the outside. Big swing. Briley Minnick off blocks. Spargo keeps it alive, but no one else follows behind her. And it's 3-1 on the Briley Minnick kill. So fifth kill for Briley. And it's 3-1 Red Devils in set number two. Lost soft serve. Saving it is Anderson to the outside. Lutz with a kill try. There to dig it out was Larson. Now Ketrel rolls it just wide, looking for the 10-foot line. There on the opposite side, on the near side. And it's 3-2. So back to serve is Shaq here for the Tigers. Shaq into the net. First service error by my account anyway. Could be wrong, though. But it's now 4-2. 4-2 here in set number two. Riley Minnick with a hard serve. Goes right at Shaq in the back row. The bump set out this time here to Spargo, who rolls it up over the top. Larson to the back row for Briley Minnick. Off blocks and down. Briley Minnick make it kill number six. She's on fire in a 5-2 Oberlin lead. It's a Dundee County Stratton team that did not win a set at all last season and did not win a game. They went 0-30. And this season are off to a 10-6 start, so major, drastic improvement for the team. Hard serve in the back row. Spargo digs it out. They'll go to her here on the right pin. Big swing, and it'll go way out of bounds. So make it 6-2. Just mistakes like that have kind of been keeping them out of position here. 6-2. Riley Minnick with a soft serve this time. Allie Spargo digs it out. They'll go to her on the left pin. Off the block, Chelsea Larson trying with a pancake, but comes in just a bit late. And Abby Spargo gets her second kill, and it makes it 6-3. Here in set number two. It's Lainey Lutz back to serve. Lainey rolls it up over the top. Great dig right there by Briley Minnick to keep it in play. Free ball sent over here from Elsie Larson to the outside. And Spargo, Clara, able to get the kill. Red Devils diving everywhere, and we're almost able to send it back. But Clara Spargo gets kill number three, and it makes it 6-4. And here is the serve, a hard one, right into the middle of the back row there for Jenna Fortin. Now Shelby Weigel puts it down around the blocks. The bump set up to the outside, Clara Spargo close against the net. Elsie Larson was right there. Jenna Fortin bumps it up to Shelby Weigel, who will send it over on the free ball. Tigers on the attack. Clara Spargo again, a little miscommunication between her and Abby, who's going to go after it, and so they just send it over. Rhea Rodriguez trying to kiss the back line, and she can't, and so the Tigers are back into it. It's a 6-5 match now here in set number two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Sarn spinning serve to the back right corner for Briley Minnick. The setup outside, Shelby Weigel wraps it inside the antenna and the blocks. Now a free ball from the Tigers. Oberlin on the attack. The sneaky set. Elsie Larson gets him out of position, and it will fall down. Make it 7-6. Kill for Elsie Larson, her second, and it's 7-5 in favor of the Red Devils. Hard serve for Jory Ford in the back right corner. The setup down the middle. Abby Spargo going with a tap. Ketrel was there to send it right back at her. And then a little miscommunication in the back row for the Tigers. And it'll fall down and make it 8-5. As in the back row, it was Shaq and Spargo. And they kind of looked at each other, didn't know what would happen. Lobs it up and it's into the net. 8-6. So service error there for the Red Devils. Their second of the match. Spargo does the same. Trying to put a little bit of finesse on it. And instead put too much on it. Didn't even get enough of it. 9-6. McKayden Ketchrell back to serve. Ketchrell, hard one. Bumped up into the air, and no one ran after it as it was making its way out. Still could have been played. It goes out of bounds, and it's an ace for McKayden Ketchrell. So McKayden, the senior, with her first of the match, and it makes it 10-6. Red Devils by four. Ketchrell again with a hard serve to the back row to Shaq. The back set this time over the top of the blocks. Abby Spargo. Now Wasson will set it up for Rodriguez, who sends it over on a free ball to the near side corner. The set up from the back row. Free ball from the Tigers this time. Almost fell into the middle of the floor. To the outside, Larson wraps it in with a left hand. Twiggles it wide, and it falls down. Are you kidding me, Elsie Larson? Makes it 11-7. 11-6, and Elsie will get her third kill Kettrell back to serve again. Twiggles the twine, popped up in the air. The setup and the kill try too long. 12-6 as they were looking to Bianca Bernard in the middle. 12-6 here in set number two. Hard serve and a rotation error that will be called on the Tigers. So make it 13-6, a 7-point game for the Red Devils in set number two. Tigers tied it at six, and now a 7-0 run for the Red Devils. Hard serve to the back row, picked up by Shaq. The back set this time, Abby Spargo off the blocks, and down for the kill. So Abby Spargo with her third, and it makes it 14-6, and she'll be the one back to serve it up. 13-7 here in the second set, and that one is into the net. Service error number three for the Tigers, and it makes it 14-7. Rodriguez with the serve to Anderson, the libero, outside. Big swing, Shaq, off the blocks, popped back up, over and out of bounds. So the blocks work there for the Red Devils. Elsie Larson and Michaela Wasson up front, blocking it right back at the Tigers. 15-7 here in set number two. Rodriguez with the serve. Sends a hard one into the back right corner, up close. Wasson just taps it back over. The dig to save it. Tigers free ball. Red Devils on the attack. Briley Minnick short there. Now into the middle of the row for Larson. Played off the net by Jory Fortin. And Wasson sends it over on a free ball to the outside again, rolling it up over the top. And they're going to call the Red Devils into the net. And it makes it 15-8. So 15-8 here in set number two. Tigers with the serve. Bernard to serve it with a hard one. Barely goes over the top of the net. Fortin with a dig. Briley Minnick sends it on a free ball to the back row. The setup down the middle this time. Shaq off the blocks. Jory Fortin there to pick it up to Wasson, who just has to tap it over with two hands and gets it to go into the front far side corner. So make it 16-8. Red Devils, Michaela Wasson with her second kill. 16-8 in set two. Elsie Larson back to serve again. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Hard serve right at Anderson, the libero. The setup to the outside this time. Abby Spargo, cross-court kill, and it falls in. So 16-9 now. Abby Spargo with her fourth kill. 1-0 set lead for the Red Devils, 16-9. Tigers back to serve with Anna Lutz, Ava Lutz. Lutz serves it hard right at Kettrell, who pops it up, and they're going to call a lift on her. So it'll be an ace for Ava Lutz, her first, 16-10. Red Devils still in front by six. And here's the serve coming from Lutz into the back middle row there. The setup to the outside, wrapping it inside the antenna is Weigel. Now the setup to the outside, big swing, off the blocks and down. Up front right there, 16-11. And getting a little bit of momentum, Emily Shaq with the kill. And here come the Tigers, 16-11 in set number two, a 5-point game. Ava Lutz to serve again, sends a hard one, and it'll go for an ace. So her second ace in this time with her serving. Lindsay Fortin wants a timeout, will take one with her. Red Devils by four in set two with a 1-0 set lead, 16-12. Here it's Red Devil Volleyball, 101.1 KFNF. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Oberlin. Sorry to apologize about that, dealing with some technical difficulties, but we're back 23-17 in set number two. Briley Minnick with the serve, pops it up into the back row. Here's the setup to the outside. Big swing, Abby Spargo off the top of the blocks. Jenna Fortin runs in, saves it up, sent over on a free ball from Elsie Larson. Here come the Tigers on the attack again. Clara Spargo and Abby have some troubles getting it over. Here come the Red Devils on the attack. Now to the outside, McCaden Kettrell blocked up front and down from Abby Spargo, so that'll make it 23-18. So do apologize about that. Just some technical difficulties, and hopefully they kind of stick away from us again. So Abby Spargo up front with the block, makes it 23-18. This one twiggles the twine. Ketchrell pops it up in the air. Outside, Shelby Weigel from the left pin through the blocks. Free pass over. We'll top at the top of the tape. Now Rodriguez with the joust up front, and she'll win it. Going up against Lexi Yurkowski. And the Red Devils have match point at 24-18 in set number two. So set number two, Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead, 24-18, and a chance to win it. Jory Fortin to serve, gives it off for the back row. Red Devil faithful on their feet. The setup to the outside. Here come the Red Devils now. Ketchrell down the middle, popped up into the air. They set it up outside. Spargo just sends it over on a free ball with two hands. Fortin to the outside. Larson through the blocks. Almost a free pass over. Now down the middle for Abby Spargo. Rolls it inside the far line to Jory Fortin. Sets it up to Elsie Larson, who pops it over on a free ball. Match point here for the Red Devils. And it'll be too close to the net. And going after it was Bernard, but misplays it. And the Red Devils with back-to-back sweeps to open up their home tournament. They sweep Rollins County. They sweep Dundee County. 25-11, 25-18. So the Red Devils get the job done here in their second match of the day, and they win it 25-18. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here from Oberlin. The score, Oberlin wins it 2-0. This is Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin, where we're wrapping things up for our second match of the day. It is the Lady Red Devils starting out 2-0 in their home tournament as they take down the Dundee County Stratton Tigers by a final score of 25-11, 25-18. So the Red Devils with two clean sweeps today so far. We'll have more high school volleyball coming up in just a second as we'll have Hoxie taking on St. Francis. That'll be coming up here in just a second, so make sure you stick around for that. Once again, it's an Oberlin Red Devil winner here in the match as they take down the Dundee County Stratton Tigers 2-0, 25-11, 25-18. We're going to get you back to some regular programming, and then when we come back, it'll be Hoxie Indian volleyball time again here on KFNF. That's all still to come here on 101.1 KFNF.